two, three.
No questions. There we go.
A bald eagle is released into the wild at the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka. It's one of hundreds treated for injuries, disease, or malnourishment at centers around the state. But the story doesn't end with the flight. That's because the Raptor Center collects feathers rehabilitating birds lose while molting.
Usually that happens kind of towards the end of summer.
Jennifer Cedarleaf is rehabilitation coordinator at the Sitka Center. It collects eagle carcasses as well as shed plumage from residents and rehabbees.
Our education birds that are here year-round, when they drop their feathers, we collect those, and they all just get saved up, and then I can send them down there.
There is the National Eagle Repository, run by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service near Denver, Colorado. Only Alaska Natives and American Indians are allowed to gather, store, and use feathers or parts from eagles and some other protected birds, with a couple exceptions. If the plumage or parts aren't available locally, the repository helps.
So it could be for folks that are in a powwow, dancing, fans, bustles.
Joseph Early is the Native American liaison for the Wildlife Service's Southwest Region and a Laguna Pueblo member.
We have some of our tribes that use them for our very sacred ceremonies, naming ceremonies, birth ceremonies, sometimes for funerals, graduations. So it basically comes down to the individual member to be able to utilize that feather for however they want to.
Early discussed the program during the recent Native American Fish and Wildlife Society convention in Juneau. He shared reports showing Alaska provided about 10% of the feathers, parts, or whole eagle carcasses sent to the repository last year. But tribal members here only took about 0.5% of what was distributed.
Eagles are fairly abundant up here, of course, but we've had some tribes maybe up here that want golden eagle, which are a little more abundant in the lower 48, so we're trying to accommodate any tribes for what they want.
Tribes and members cannot give or sell eagle carcasses, feathers, or parts to non-native people. But when that happens and they know about it, the Fish and Wildlife Service gets involved.
In that case, then, some of those feathers will be seized, but eventually they can be returned back to the tribe, or if not, they end up at our National Wildlife Repository in Colorado.
While Alaska provides feathers from rehabilitation facilities, some Southwest tribal groups have built their own collection centers. Early says a competitive grant program supports such construction.
We've had a number of tribes establish tribal eagle aviaries, where they're allowed to retain birds that can no longer be released in the wild, but they give them a good life and retain their molted feathers and redistribute to their own tribal members.
Those aviaries have first dibs when a rehabilitation center, such as Sitka's, has an extra eagle that can't survive on its own. In addition to live birds, the Alaska Raptor Center collects carcasses for shipment to the federal repository. Cedarleaf says one particularly bad year, more than 70 were tagged, frozen, and mailed south.
It is sad when you find a beautiful bird dead, and for us it's even more sad when we find one that's banded that we knew. Like I had one that hit a power line just a few weeks ago that we had when it was a baby, and that makes it more difficult.
She says knowing the carcasses will find a new use makes it a little easier. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.